how you used to call them, Mill Village, you know. And they were the workers that worked in the mill before it was shut down. But they lived down there, and that housing was provided back by that Roswell Mills to start with. And people just had a hard time getting out of there. And I guess they were, you know, like family lived there. Mm-hmm. They grew up there. And they didn't really care about leaving, some of them.
Yeah.
But others, eventually, then when they got more education, you know, people started going to college more. You know, that's when they started getting out of there. Mm-hmm. And it became less of a particular area.
Did, when you were younger, were there kids in school that you knew were children from the Mill Village? Or did you guys associate with them, or was it divided?
I didn't notice that much division. They just lived there, you know. I guess there were some that might have said, you know, them Mill Village kids, I don't want to have nothing to do with them. But you always had that. You even had some of that with some other areas around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had, like, some people that lived right in the city, you know, might have said, you know, that didn't want to have anything to do with the farm kids, you know. Mm-hmm. That type of thing. That was the extent of it. I mean, it wasn't a lot of belligerent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a stymie or stigmy, you know, type thing they put on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them ignored it, you know. Mm-hmm. They just, a lot of the kids down in the Mill Village say, well, you stuck up city slickers, you know.
Yeah.
Farm kids that do the same thing. So when you get hungry, come see me and stuff like that.
It's true.
They try to say, you know, the city kids would say, oh, poor farmers, poor dirt farmers, you know. A lot of them probably live better than they did.
Yeah. What other kinds of jobs do people have in Roswell when you grow up?
Well, in Roswell, you know, if they worked locally, you know, there was the pants factory.
Mm-hmm.
In Roswell, you know. And then they had the Mill Village that was still working down there. And they had, there's the part of Mill Village that was making the threads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also had these feed mills,
mm-hmm,
and cotton gins and things like that. There was that type of work. Then you had the farming, and then you had also some of the people that had construction type equipment, bulldozers, plows, and things like that. A lot of county road work was going on back then. A lot of dirt roads needed to be maintained. They had a prison in Alpharetta. They used prison labor for that. And they don't make them work anymore like they should. Yeah, and then you had all your stores, you know, grocery stores, foods, shoe stores, clothing stores, gasoline stations,
mm-hmm,
and you had the automobile sales and things like that in Roswell area. And then people could go to Atlanta if they worked on different things, you know. Had a lot of people that did carpenter work, construction,
mm-hmm,
a lot of work was available, and they started being, you know, going to that type of job more and more,
mm-hmm,
and getting out of farm work. Also, during World War II, there was the defense work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
they built they called it Bell Bomber Plant, building B-29s out in Marietta, and that was a big source of employment for a lot of people. And that's when some of the farmers quit farming as well. And there was a lot of dirt roads back in those days,
mm-hmm,
that were real dusty.
Yeah.
But there was still, you know, some farming going on in different areas. Mm-hmm. Different kind of work.